In early November last year, Khalid Rashid was put on a plane in a South African military base and flown out of the country. He had been arrested and accused of being in the country without a visa, but the Pakistani national has not been seen or heard from since, and it wasn't until his family took the matter to the Pretoria High Court that the Department of Home Affairs was prepared to comment on what had happened to Rashid. The department said he had been deported to his home country, but Pakistani consular officials have no record of the man's arrival and say he is not in Pakistan. Spokesman for the South African government, Joel Netshenshenzi, says Pretoria has no right to ask what happened to him once he left the country.
Pakistan has got its own laws, its own procedures, and we believe that it is the responsibility of the legal representatives of the family to ensure that they intervene on the Pakistani side, to interact with the Pakistani government, to establish the facts about this matter.
But the government's accounts of events are being questioned. One of the pilots who flew Khalid Rashid out of the country has reportedly said the plane landed in Kenya, not Pakistan, as claimed by Home Affairs. The lawyer representing the family alleges Khalid Rashid was deported on request of the British government and is being held and interrogated at a secret location because he was a known member of Afghanistan's Taliban. Rashid's family lawyer, Zahir Omar, argues South Africa's government violated its own laws by failing to allow the accused to seek legal counsel before he was deported. He says the government has also violated international laws against enforced deportation.
We are a young democracy, less than 15 years old. It is the duty of the International Criminal Court of Justice and United Nations to assist to prevent young democracies falling into mayhem. The enforced disappearance of Khalid Rashid and the repeated attempts by the minister to not give frank information to the court is indicative of a mindset which is dismissive of the potential of a crime against humanity.
Zahir Omar is seeking advice from the International Criminal Court. Rowan Reed for VOA News, Johannesburg.